Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I'm giving the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today we're going to be talking about your navel and how normal is your navel.
Now, you're talking about my belly button?
Yes, your belly button. Any outie?
Any.
Any.
Normal.
Yes.
A normal human.
Most people have innies. That is true. But what we're talking about here is your belly button, and looks like the researchers and the scientists at North Carolina State University are studying the germs around the belly button because they're trying to figure out the biodiversity of the environment around there, looking at the germs that are around your belly button. And they're looking at that to study germs and to see what role bacteria play in our skin.
Can it get into your body through your belly button? Is
that possible? Good question.
It looks like it's tied in a knot like a balloon.
Well,
inside out.
It seems, well, first of all, there's many, many more bacterial cells in and around our bodies than actual human cells. So the bacteria more numerous than human cells.
So you should clean your belly button. That's what you're saying.
Well, here's the
thing. Don't use it to store. I like to store a Skittle, an emergency Skittle in my belly
button.
Well,
no, here's the thing. If you think about it, most people don't clean their belly buttons, right? What? Nobody cleans their belly button.
I do.
No, you don't.
I do.
You clean your belly button?
Absolutely.
Well, most people don't scrub it. They don't do anything to it.
I have a whole routine with a Q-tip, some ammonia, a little bleach. It's every day, twice a day. It's like flossing. I floss and do a belly button.
Sounds like a porn issue for you. I don't know what that's about. But, okay. Most people don't do anything like our skin, like our face, where you exfoliate it. You do all the with the creams and all that stuff.
I have a special belly button loofah I use.
But a couple of things about the belly button. First of all, there's two common skin bacteria, Streptococcus and Staphylococcus. And for the most part, they're friendly. They're not bad bacteria. And we need these bacteria in order to live. So we have good bacteria, and we're trying to learn more about these belly button germs to see also, as you can also notice about our intestines and our stomach, that there's different environment. There's actually three different types of environments that we're learning about the bacteria in our stomach that may in fact lead to good health. And you're going to see that in the future, that the type of environment, we're going to be able to find out what type of environment that we have and start eating in different ways to nurture that environment. Now, talking about the belly button, here's a couple of things. First of all, do you need to wash it? No, you don't need to wash it. Just the regular water, just taking a shower is good enough. You don't need to do that. Should you pierce it? Piercing a belly button, is that a good idea?
I'd say no.
Not such a good idea. Great, very vulnerable place for infections. Also, wearing clothing, tight clothing around that area can increase the risk of an infection as well. Those are a couple of things you want to know. What is the idea belly button? There is really no ideal belly button, but it looks like the predominant one is that innies dominate, and you can't control whether or not you have an innie or an outie. That's what you need to know about your belly button.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy are a source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.